Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel. The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the Studio Gym, where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. We have a great show planned today. During the first hour, we have the Trans-Evolutionary Fitness Radio Show with Ken O'Neill and a special guest today, Randy Roach. Then later in the show, we're going to be joined by Dr. Robin Voigt to talk about circadian disorganization and its effect on intestinal microbiota. Here's one that you haven't heard before, so stay tuned for that. But first, we have to recognize, how you doing, Ken O'Neill?
I'm doing well, Carl. How are you?
Fantastic. And we're joined by a man who I can single-handedly attribute altering the direction of my show, and that is Randy Roach. How you doing, Randy?
I'm doing fine today, Carl. It's nice to be on your show without somebody dying.
Yeah, how do you like that? I know, right? That's a good one. That is. Randy's my go-to guy anytime somebody within the world of physical culture passes away, because Randy is a repository of information about these people. And I'll tell you something else about Randy. So I told Randy off the air I'm going to do a little ass kissing, but no three people have had an effect on the direction that this show has taken, other than Randy Roach. During my divorce, I would talk to him for hours on end. We would talk about physical culture, noetic sciences. And aptly, I called today's show Around the Intelligent Universe with Randy Roach, because you really can't tie Randy down to just one topic, because everything kind of strings together. Isn't that true, Randy?
It's what seems to be, you know, the whole is chasing around the parts, but, you know, it's all part of the whole. And it's about seeking what the truth is, right?
Well, okay, so...
Well, more than that...
Good, I'm sorry.
Carl's remark about Randy being a repository of knowledge is fantastic. I want to add, he's a walking wisdom tradition.
Well, and I want to say something about that, okay? So
yeah.
I had Randy on the show one time where we did an episode just about his losing his sight and still remaining a personal trainer. And we talked about that, you know, how that changes how he trains people. But there's another question I have for you, Randy. Do you think that when you lost your sight, you became more in tune with critical thinking because you were less affected by what was going on outside that seems to disrupt most people's thinking?
My sight problems were long in the coming. Like I had to deal with various stages of sight loss. So I was kind of preparing myself when in 2005 I lost everything. But your world becomes existent more in your head. Like, for example, you have to be aware of everything, because you can't go in sleep mode and just walk around and see where you're going and stuff. You always have to be cognizant of what you're doing, because you can't see. And things you take for granted. And when you're training people, it was much different. I actually might have become a better trainer than when I was visually impaired. I wouldn't say better than when I could see, but when I was visually impaired, I still was kind of in a little bit of a la-la land and missing things. But when I lost the rest of my sight, I had to really dial in and pay so much attention to everything else that you would take for granted by seeing, and including hands-on and all that stuff. So it's hard to explain. I guess the same people who have hearing loss would have their same type of issues of dialing in certain ways and doing their thing to compensate for the hearing loss. That's with the sight loss. It was just becoming, trying to stay more awake in my head.
Right.
And which can sometimes be a detriment in what the show is about, because you can't let the mind get too carried away, right? The mind still has to be under good control.
Well, let's talk about that. So let's go right there. Ken, if you don't mind, I'm going to just throw this out there, and then you can pick it up from here. So what do you do to exercise mindfulness? I mean, Randy, if you're saying to me that the mind has to be more astute, more involved, what do you do to shut it down?
It's a matter of having that time where you have to relax the mind. You can't – sometimes my mind can go a mile a minute. I like that sometimes when I'm trying to create something, when I'm building something. I still like building equipment even though I can't see. Or whatever thing I'm creating or writing, you have to let the mind go. But at times you have to relax it, because there's an old saying I like, that in between the thoughts of man is God. And it is in between the clutter of sometimes our thinking, that the true intellect of the heart. When I say heart, I don't mean the pumping heart necessarily, but I mean the actual center of our being, that connection to God that makes us of him. That's my belief, that this, the basic anchor of our soul, that's where the true intelligence is, and that's where genius comes through, can come through for some, but the mind has to be willing to step aside in that structure and screw up everything. If it can do it. It's a taming process, and I've been trying to tame my mind for many, many years, and it's not an easy process, especially in our world where it's so mind cluttering with everything. You look at everything in life today, it's just got you worried about everything, jobs, family, everything. So many things on the mind, play on the mind.
How much of that plays into government's desire to keep people productive, but keep them from challenging, thinking too much, figuring things out, seeing the realities of their lives?
Well, Ken and I were talking about this yesterday, about keeping us in the outer world as opposed to keeping us from going into the inner world, because the true power is in the inner world, and it's force that forces the outer world. But we're kept into a five-sense world. If you can't see, smell, taste, hear, and touch it. To our controllers, I'd say, are who I've called in the past global architects, who control basically government, that doesn't exist. So they won't allow us to go inside or even deal with the esoteric or anything else. It says if you can't hear, touch, smell with the five senses, that then it's nonsense to them. And we're taught that in all aspects. So in you're correct. The control, what I would say, I was writing a chapter a few months back called The Politics of Beliefs. Who controls, who forges our belief systems? And it's quite amazing. These guys, I call them social scientists. You know, they're expert. They know what they're doing in basically controlling the herd, shaping the herd.
Jump in here, Ken.
I'm chomping at the bit. What comes to mind to me is if you look at India and China, who have been exploring the inner world, at least segments of those societies, for a long, long time, they talk about six sense faculties, the sixth being manas in Sanskrit, what we would loosely translate as mind, but mind not as a cognitive thinking thing so much as mindfulness. And what I'm thinking of here in relation to Randy's experience is that I've had some training in this, and so can speak with a little experience. In some forms of advanced meditation and martial arts, and you've seen this in Star Wars, remember when Luke is learning to use the laser sword and Obi-Wan puts a helmet over him, taking his vision away, telling him to go with the Force, Luke, with the Force?
Trust his inner senses, in other words.
Well, yeah, what we often call intuition in the meditation world. I'm wondering if you've had corresponding, if loss of the visual distraction from a meditative view, it can be visual distraction, it's a powerful ongoing input. If that has not also, in some sense, helped to augment and amplify that intuitive side.
Yeah, I'm trying to develop my intuitive sense. I'm fortunately surrounded by a lot of very intuitive people, and one of them being a martial artist, and she is extremely intuitive, and it's advancing her her martial arts. And it is a matter of trusting that inner guidance. See, because the mind always wants to jump all over everything and restructure it. It's something called innocent perception, which often the first, basically, the idea or thought comes into your head is usually correct. But we like to structure everything to make it nice and neat and even and tidy. So often our minds will jump in and say, no, whoa, whoa, maybe this might be better, this might be better. But often that very, while you're not even thinking, that first item, that first thought that comes into your mind is usually of a higher source. And you have to trust it is to be, not let your mind go and change it. And it's hard to do. It is hard to do because we always want to structure everything. The whole world is based on structure.
And well, there's another issue here. And actually, I just had a look in my archive. So in 2009, Randy and I did a show discussing the fact that we are now animals in captivity. And if you remember, that this was actually a show that Dr. Bruce Ames, the noted Dr. Bruce Ames, the guy who created the scoring system for the how carcinogenic a chemical is, he was on this show after Randy. That show, we talked about the fact that we have had our instincts and intuitions bred out of us. We have to turn to other people to tell us how to raise our children, how to have successful relationships, how to do everything today. So when you talk about this, trusting your instincts, you know, the Obi-Wan Kenobi, put the helmet on, the hood flying for a pilot, and trusting your instincts. In that case, we don't have any instruments that work anymore because it's been bred out of us.
Yeah, we have no faith in ourselves. We're raised to have faith in the government and our controllers, and they will tell us what we can and can't do. The political correctness is the epitome of it. Basically, they're just literally telling us everything we can do. Who you can hire, who you can't hire, what you can eat, what you can't eat, what medical services you can have, what you can't have. It's ridiculous. Like what you can say, what you can't say in the work. They're literally grown adults who are sitting in these corporations being lectured on, here's how you deal with ethnic problems, here's what you do with sexual preferences. They're instructing us to that we basically are becoming mind robots, right? And they pulled us so much out in the outer world and that the inner world's forbidden.
That's what Peter Berger, the sociologist, dealt with in his notion of the social construction of self, that we don't – our soul's code isn't allowed to emerge. We're made into a construct, a fabrication that we believe in. And where you see this kind of scary is people going into psychotherapy, and they'll come in and the therapist will say, well, how do you feel? And the person goes, good. The therapist has to work with them to understand that good is not a feeling. Let's get down into some primary feelings. The Gurdjieff work spends immense amounts of time learning to identify and separate feelings so that we know ourselves.
Yeah. When I train people,
I refuse to take clients at this point in time that aren't going to do the mindfulness work with it because they get much better results doing it.
Well, so for that reason, let's do this. Let's take a break. When we come back, I want Randy to help us go through the past. I want to talk about some of the fathers of physical culture that we look to today as having some of the greatest physiques and how many of them actually were also devotees of mindfulness and in some way, shape, or form, noetic sciences. This is the Trans Evolutionary Fitness Radio Show with Ken O'Neill and Randy Roach. If you want to learn more about Randy Roach or learn about Muscle, Smoke, and Mirrors, two great books that you should read, absolutely read, go to randyroach.ca. And, of course, Ken O'Neill's website is transevolutionaryfitness.com. Stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We shall return.
Previously on Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore.
So government mandates the use of this, and government says you should try that, but government doesn't do those things.
Listen weekdays at noon. Scientists around the world confirm the vital importance of redox signaling to cell health. ASEA is the first and only stable, perfectly balanced mixture of these redox signaling reactive molecules that exist outside of living cells and can be used to help maintain proper balance inside the body to support the immune system, recovery, and the healing process. To learn more about ASEA and what it can do for you, go to superhumanradio.com and click the ASEA banner ad today.
1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workout the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block bar barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Trailer park girls go round the outside, round the outside, round the outside.
Just a reminder, you can get the Age Force DHEA plus pregnenolone patch as a buy one, get one free. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the ridiculously big banner ad on the right-hand side. Right now we're talking with Randy Roach and Ken O'Neill. This is the Trans-Evolutionary Fitness Radio Show, and appropriately called Around the Intelligent Universe with Randy Roach. Now, Randy, in an effort to pander a little bit and draw people in who don't think that mindfulness and the noetic sciences play a role in physical culture, let's talk about some of the earliest fathers of physical culture who today we still revere their accomplishments in bodybuilding and or strength sports, who were devotees of this.
Yeah, I don't know the disposition, the spiritual disposition of all the forefathers, but there was the definition of physical culture that was a little bit different than Oxford, but they had this mind body spirit balance. Like I wrote that a lot of the difference with the early bodybuilders who referred to themselves often, not always, but often as physical culturists, they were more akin to alternative healing as opposed to what became our orthodox allopathic or drug-based medicine. These guys had a very holistic approach, more of an empiricist versus the rationalist, where they were concerned about how one fit in with his environment, how he was feeling, how he was thinking, how he's being stressed, what is he eating. They had a better rapport with nature as opposed to where our medical paradigm went in terms of basically ignoring nature and, you know, defining symptoms and attacking symptoms with drugs. Bernard McFadden, you know, he's considered the father of physical culture. He He was some consider a fanatic. Again, I don't know enough about Bernard's personal inner feelings and thoughts, but he was definitely a much more of a naturalist and holistic practitioner. And often these people have a more liberal view of spirituality as opposed to the more our more concrete orthodox monotheistic religions, right? The one guy that kind of stands out that even Vince Gironda pointed out was Walt Baptiste. Kind of one of the first guys to basically consider maybe a bodybuilding yoga. I like this phrase, even though some people might think it's the hardcore bodybuilders might cringe at it, but a bodybuilding yoga is a marriage of the hardcore, you know, today their body, just build muscle, but there's more to it. Vincent Walt had he'd understand Walt. He said Walt could just look and just run his hands over his abs. And he said he swore he saw his abs would come out in deeper definition as he stroked them, because Walt had this more of an interconnection, a mind-muscle. And a lot of the West Coast guys did have this mind-muscle connection. And again, Ken and I were talking a bit yesterday about the differences between Arthur Jones's very general approach versus kind of a yang approach versus some of the yin. I'm talking about the 60s bodybuilders, 50s and 60s bodybuilders, a lot of them on the West Coast in Vince's gym. And that wasn't necessarily – Vince kind of observed this, but like guys like the McArdle and Holworth and I'm not sure how much with Larry Scott.
Well, Zane came on and talked about it the other day. I mean, he was a devotee of that concept.
Who's it? Who came
Frank,
on
Frank
the other
Zane.
Day?
Frank Zane.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah. Okay. Frank was coming in the 70s and 80s, so Frank was coming a little out. Well, he was there in the 60s too, but yeah, Frank is right there with a much more balanced approach to bodybuilding. Pardon me?
I would add Bill Pearl to the discussion.
Oh, Bill, I would. There's probably a lot of them. I'm just not coming. Like, I mean, this question, I haven't had time really to think about this. So sure, Bill Pearl, probably a good number of them that I just not have mentioned. But they take this approach of a more holistic, a more rounded mind, body, spirit. Yeah, Bill has often wrote and talked about mind, body, spirit, the whole balance of it. Instead of Perry Rader was concerned. Perry had a Christian disposition, but still he had a balance between his, that was part of his physical culture, where he was worried about the young bodybuilders starting to come on the scene, who that's all they wanted to do was build muscle. He was worried of them becoming strutting egotists, you know.
Yeah.
And he wanted them to have that balance to keep that ego in check, right? Because the ego, basically, if it's totally mind-driven and not of the, I would say, a balance of the heart-driven, it just can get carried away and create an imbalance in their lifestyle. And then they can get reckless, because building muscle is the only thing on their mind. They're going to do anything and everything to do so, right?
There's a little more I'd like to throw in. From the probably 1870s, in the States and in Europe, there was a flood of new information and practices of yoga that had some intersection with physical culture. The way you see it is what we call posing today. Some of posing used to be called muscle control. And the big revelation to me was looking at one of Arthur Avalon's books on tantric yoga back in the 60s. And it was a reprint of about 1910 edition with photographs. And in it, the yogi was doing various yoga poses that I recognize from bodybuilding. You remember the rope and the vacuum that bodybuilders used to be able to do, where they'd pull their stomach in?
Oh yeah, you couldn't find a modern day bodybuilder to do that because their organs are so overgrown. They couldn't. They most of them look like they have tortoise shells.
Right. Well, in the old days, and I've seen this, Otto Arco was an example. He could not only pull it in, but then flex the abs. The movement was called a rope, and dramatically, alternately flex and relax the right and left portion of the ab. That's right out of yoga.
Yeah, one at a time. They could do it one ab at a time. I think Maxick could do that too. Maxick.
Yeah.
So in the late
19th and early 20th century world of physical culture, there was a decided influence from yoga. I know that George Hockenschmidt, the one that we remember with a hack squat, the Russian Lion, world champion pro wrestler, went on to have a career as a professor of metaphysics. He left Russia after the Bolshevik Revolution, settling in London and producing books and teaching metaphysics of the mind for the rest of his life.
Yeah, he was quite a guy. You know who else has great muscle, well, had great muscle control, and maybe still does? Bob Gaida. Remember, Ken, we were talking with Bob yesterday. He's another guy you saw on your show. Yeah, he's had that. He had that muscle control. So it's kind of lost now. But that was a big. That's a good point Ken brought up. That was a big part of physical culture and bodybuilding at that time, because it's not just showing the muscle, but think of it, how you can control them, and you really have to be dialed into those muscle groups and the muscles. And Holworth was would always say to these kids today. They walk around with headphones on blasting, and he doesn't understand how they can. He said, "How can you listen to your muscles and the music at the same time?" Right. So these kids are often in the gym just running off adrenaline, where the old timers and still many today don't listen to music, don't want music on. I don't play music.
Well, I you know what? It's funny. I thought about this morning. So today I just did cardio and some light bicep tricep work because I'm using Kyatsu. I'm using bands to cause vascular occlusion because my arms never grow and I'm tired of it. I go around the gym and I look at, I mean, I'm power squatting 720 pounds for 3 reps. I'm looking at these other guys that are using lightweight and I'm going, I kind of feel like Paul Burke. It's like, you know what? I need to maybe lighten up and do some. So today I did cardio and buys and tries. And it's funny because I pushed a sled today and I noticed that the music was great during cardio. It motivated me to run more than walk. But when it came to pushing the sled, I remember at one point in time I was starting to get exhausted and I was compelled to just rip these things out of my ears. So I think music, it can be valuable in some of the more mundane stuff, but the stuff where you have to be narrowly focused, like when you're lifting very heavy weight and there's the potential for danger and injury, I think music can actually be damaging to you.
It all depends what you're training for, too, right? I mean, the vast majority of people out there aren't training as hardcore as you are, Carl. They're not going for the max lifts, and they're not pushing sleds. They just want to change their body and create good health. And
they're not even doing close to intensity.
Yeah, no, exactly. And it's just you can do a lot. You can do a lot with your body and just focusing on the muscles, and you don't even have to use heavy weights.
Paul Burke came on the show last week, and he said that he trained heavy, but then when he saw Lee Haney train, he trained with Lee Haney, he decided he didn't want to even train anymore because Lee was using all these light weights and building amazing muscle. And there's a lot to be said for that. That's why you have to make a decision what you want your end point to be. Do you want ultimate strength, or do you want the ultimate physique? But I don't believe that – I believe that you have to focus on each of these independently. They do not they are mutually exclusive of each other.
Yeah, and they'll change through life. Like, I mean, your goals change through life. But you got to start being honest and assessing the point of diminishing returns. You can force your body and stuff your body. I'm still learning this myself. With food, even food and training, for what? Am I really going to get any bigger than I have been at this certain stage? And you can really relax and pull back on a lot of things and really spare a lot of stress and still be fine in what you're doing in terms of training. But if you're in a competitive sport that where you have to train that way, then that's basically what you got to do in many cases.
I want to take a break. Oh, good. I'm sorry, Ken. Good. Get your word.
I have a little different take on it. If you go to my blog, there's an article called Body by Play. And it was sort of written as a retort to Doug McGuff's ridiculous Body by Science. But what I do there is take a very old idea from Indic yoga and don't use a single Indic word. In India, it's regarded that our normal conventional body, the body of social convention, is one of stress and suffering and disease. And the claim with yoga is that as you begin to learn to relax and see through and rise above convention that's false, you begin to grow into another body that's happy, that's blissful. The technical word in Sanskrit is sambhogakaya, which means orgasm body.
Oh, I like
kinda
that.
Like, Yeah. But the point of it is that for most of us, an orgasm is such a radical departure from our normal schlock life that we're suddenly alive and blissful and want more. And the claim of the yogic tradition is a lot of life is just like that orgasm, maybe a little more subtle, but our nature is one of play, one of happiness, one of a kind of all-pervasive joy if we just learn to let go and operate out of that space. And that's a space
that
a lot
sense.
Of artists work out of. They play with surfaces and textures and forms.
I want to take a break, but when I come back, Randy, you know what I want to talk about? What's the doctor's name? Just mention his name, not what he did too much, but that looked at different states of mind and physical strength that was produced under altruistic feelings versus, you know what I'm talking about? Why can't
not
I think of
man.
It?
I want to know more. I don't
okay.
either.
I'll find it during the break. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, I'm going to bring Randy back to a concept that we talked about a long time ago on a show. That I think plays into this very well. You're listening to the Trans Evolutionary Fitness Radio Show. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. It's interesting what we consider a reason to get angry.
He's a military strategist on health.
Merck, the pharmaceutical company, killed 55,000 people with Vioxx. They knew that it had a problem, and they sold it to people anyway, and 55,000 plus people died taking Vioxx.
He's Carl Lenore.
Why isn't this current administration going, we need to go to White House Station, New Jersey, where the Merck headquarters is, and send the military in there? We need to bomb Merck, because they killed 55,000 Americans knowing that they were going to kill 55,000 Americans.
On Superhuman Radio.
Where is the outrage about that?
Superhumans using Percova Extra Edge Colostrum Powder are experiencing dramatic improvements in strength, performance, recovery, and endurance. Benefits that cannot be duplicated by any other supplement. Percova Extra Edge Colostrum Powder will take your game to another level. If you already know how great Percova Extra Edge Colostrum is, you could purchase 4 jars of Extra Edge Colostrum Powder for $200. Use coupon code SHR2. See the Percova banner ad on SuperhumanRadio.com today. The UK's known for its queen, Big Ben, and fish and chips. Well, move over. Here's the UK's strongest pro hormone, Extreme Mass. Extreme Mass will give you a significant amount of muscle and strength, gains of up to 10 kilograms in a 4-week cycle. You'll see an increase in libido, vascularity, and aggression. Shatter your personal bests in the gym while on Extreme Mass. Save 10% off. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Extreme Mass banner and use coupon code MASS10.
By now, everyone knows I'm a big proponent of dairy. But as we all know, not all dairy is created equal. Learn more about a form of dairy made available to us that is raw, organic, grass-fed, grass-finished, low-heat pasteurized, and cultured with probiotics, without the offensive beta-casein protein believed to be 13 times more toxic than gluten. Check out superhumandairy.com to learn more, or go to superhumanradio.com and click the green-fed dairy banner ad today.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
It's new, it's cutting edge, and it's custom made to get you to Gainesville. The Blueprint Meteoric is here. Meteoric is the final frontier for drug-free athletes. Includes brand new breakthrough information about triphasic energy system training and macronutrient cycling. Specifically designed to transform your physique in record time. For a limited time, get the Blueprint Meteoric for free, along with the legendary Add 1 Inch to Your Upper Arms in a Single Workout when you subscribe to the Blueprint Bulletin. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Blueprint banner ad. Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. Age Force introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
You're not going to want to miss the second half of today's show when we talk about how disruption in circadian rhythm is affecting the microbiome. Right now we're talking with Randy Roach and Ken O'Neill. This is Transevolutionary Fitness Radio. Ken, you had something that you wanted to mention when I went into the break, right?
Yeah, I was winding down from talking about happiness, joy, bliss as being our primary state that we can wake up to. And I was reminded of that yesterday when Randy told me some things about Jack LaLanne that were new to me. And Randy, go for it.
Carl did a show with Dan Lurie and I playing tribute to Jack's passing. And we were talking about, you know, Jack's longevity, and there's many things Jack had going for him. But the one thing I noticed with Jack when listening to him, and actually talking with people who had listened to him speak, like Boyer Coe, that he was a very inspirational speaker, and he was basically constituted on being happy. He said, you got to be happy. And for a lot of people today, they're so stressed out. Yeah, are they actually happy? And can you be happy without being, you know, healthy physically, mentally, spiritually? But he really emphasized in a lot of his shows being happy. Happy. That's how he'd say it. You got to be happy, 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 happy. He'd break out in the song. He said, be on a bus. He'd just start singing a song, right? Like, I thought, you know, to be in that state, it's almost like almost euphoria. But that's a healthy, healthy state to be in, as opposed to being fearful, stressed. That can chew up the body, right? Or being happy is a different vibration altogether. And it takes you up where, like Ken was just mentioning, with the joy and bliss, as we're on, Dr. David Hawkins would put it on
the scale. Bingo. That's what I was going to tell you, Dr. Hawkins. I was going to segue to that. That's him.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, he did the map of human consciousness, right?
Right.
And his logarithmic scale, and joy, bliss, it was way up there getting with it.
So let's explain what Hawkins did, because this is really significant. So Hawkins had people focus on different thoughts that evoke certain emotions and then have them execute a movement that would require a certain amount of strength. And it was the same movement every time. I want to say, I forget if it was a press or something like that, or a grip movement.
It was just muscle testing.
Okay.
You can muscle test with the arm. You can muscle test with the ring and thumb fingers. The body will go. I was skeptical years back with the testing because I thought there's so many factors that come into play. But when you see people who are really good at it, it does work, and the body will go weak, whether in the presence of a food that is allergenic to somebody or even toxic to somebody, the body will go weak. And Hawkins took it further, even doing that with I think Diamond did the work to be on emotions, making the body go weak. But Hawkins took it to true false. The body will go weak or strong in the presence of true false statements. With that true false statement, it was under kinesiology, kinesiologic testing. He built his logarithmic scale of human consciousness, where he calibrated where certain states of mind exist in terms of vibration power.
And he had people. He had people focus on revenge, anger,
judgment,
different things. And what they learned was, which we, you know, it's something that at the core we want to believe as well, that when people were focused on altruistic emotions like love, unconditional love, and forgiveness, they were the strongest.
Yeah, they calibrated very high. And he used true false statements to build his scale. He would say love, if just existing had an energy level of zero, then the power of love would be at 200, true false. And he set the parameters between zero and 1,000, and that's how he set his scale. It was like that at the bottom with having grief and apathy, almost where there's no consciousness, go into despair, fears, desires, anger, pride. He all calibrated these under his point of critical analysis, which is the zero point, where they're all in negative bands. It was at the 200 point on that scale of zero to 1,000, which he labeled courage, that the bands went from negative to positive. And from there, I believe if it went to willingness, I think acceptance, reason, love, unconditional love, enlightenment, joy, stuff like that. I'd have to look at the scale again. It's been quite some time since I looked at the scale, but each movement up the scale was a big jump in power. And that's what his book, Power versus Force, he said that's that the majority of the population at the time was still all from a spiritual consciousness level, was still below that 200 point. They were still down in the negative bands, but just the 22%, I think his first book, there was only 15% above. His second writing a couple of years later, he said that because he believes the consciousness of the world is moving up, just that smaller percentage being above that critical point had enough power to pull the whole average of the world up over that point. So he believed that the world will start heading into a more positive direction because of the awareness that's just slowly coming up. I don't know where he has it today and stuff. I haven't followed him in the past.
I tried to have him on the show a few years ago. He doesn't want to talk about that stuff anymore.
Well, there's somebody we might get on. I watched recently a video of Bruce Lipton on spontaneous evolution. It's a new theme of his. And it's an old topic from India and China. Is enlightenment sudden or is it a long haul? And there's some that say it's sudden and everything's changed. Well, don't we wish? Psychotherapy doesn't work that way. Well, Lipton had a guy on with him that's developed a system called Psych and then the letter K. And he was using a refined version of muscle testing with what I recognize as neurolinguistic programming methods of reframing. And you could see sudden shifts occur. One of the things you look for with change is that if a person is kind of stuck in something, their breathing, their coloring, the tension in their face is a giveaway. And when there's resolution, it's as if they've melted into happiness. And he was eliciting those kind of responses, very brief, maybe 5 minutes or less of working with individuals. Then he turned it over to the whole audience. But the key to it was muscle testing with true-false questions. Have you guys heard of this?
Well, no, I haven't. I haven't.
Not that full, no. But using the true-false, yeah, which was Hawkins was doing. In terms of, I was interested. I don't agree with everything Hawkins wrote. He wrote four books. But I did find his mapping of human consciousness very interesting. Like, for example, even the teaching of Christ of forgiveness, I thought that's a good example because, well, if you ever truly really angry with somebody, you know how that anger can eat you up. It make you feel really tight, 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 tight. And then when you realize, say, for example, that, geez, maybe you were wrong, and you realize, okay, that person wasn't, and you forgive or whatever, you feel like the weight of the world come off you. That's just a total change in vibration, like a different feeling altogether. And it is such a release that can happen so suddenly in just the way we look at things and things like that. And I found that quite interesting, that these were almost intrinsic laws of the universe being taught to us, that it's so important not to judge and not to go to bed with anger at somebody to resolve the issues. And even the early physical culturists were saying, don't eat if you're uptight, you know, because there's something even physiological going on in the body when that emotion of anger or stress is there, that don't eat at that time because you're going to have impaired digestion.
Yeah.
So it's an interesting thing.
We have to take another break. They come very fast when we're talking about this sort of stuff, unfortunately. But what I want to do is go ahead and plug Randy's website, randyroach.ca. Randy, I know you're not working on Volume 3 right now, right? You are not.
No, I've been building bars. I've been doing a lot of building down the gym. I love doing that. That's when I'm creating stuff like that, it makes me happy.
Yeah.
Happy like Jack. Right? I mean, so I've been doing a lot. Writing reviews. I wrote a couple of reviews. I think I sent them to you.
Yeah, you did. Excellent stuff. And you can find those at randyroach.ca. You can also find copies of Muscle, Smoke, and Mirrors, Volume 1 and Volume 2. These are must-reads for anybody who's involved in physical culture. Understanding the origins of physical culture and its contributions to what we now understand to be the real healthy nutrition, because that word healthy means nothing today, is profound. And when you read these books, you realize that Everything that we know now, we knew then. The Fathers of Physical Culture already had it. So go to randyroach.ca to learn more about that. Then, of course, transevolutionaryfitness.com is Ken O'Neill's website where you can read his blog and communicate with him and even reach out to him if you are interested in having him consult for you. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Previously on Superhuman Radio.
You know, these politicians, they don't care. And you know what the worst part is? Their children and their grandchildren are being affected by these genetically modified foods.
The GMO issue affects everybody.
So they're not only just selling their own souls, they're selling the souls of their offspring, their grandchildren, their nieces and nephew, who are being exposed to these things that are going to cause disease.
Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore. Listen weekdays at noon.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the product you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. This is the Transevolutionary Fitness Radio Show. We're being joined by Randy Roach. Of course, my co-host on this show is Ken O'Neill. Where do you want to take this? Well, first I want to read something, just real quick. This is sent to me from Alex Leaf, who is our news director, in reference to a blog post from a contributor to the show, Adele Musa, in his Subversity blog. And he posted something about music being beneficial to some and not to others. The bottom line, Alex writes, For the trained athlete, exercise performance is not only limited to by physical but also mental factors. The same music that energizes his untrained peers can therefore be annoying for the better trained athlete. So there you go in reference to music there. How do you like that one? It's been
I agree with that one.
That's been studied. It's actually a study from 1995 by Brownlee and Associates. So there you go.
I want to make a little comment.
Yes, please.
Randy referred to Vince Gironda talking about Walt Baptiste. I grew up about 50 miles from Walt Baptiste's gym. Unfortunately, I didn't drive in those days. From the 1940s, Walt Baptiste and his wife had a 7,000-square-foot, three-story building in San Francisco that housed a bodybuilding gym, a natural foods restaurant, and a yoga studio. Talk about visionary. They came from a family, at least the generation before them, that had been involved in East-West programs in Oakland. So breeding always shows. At this point in time, Walt Baptiste's son, Baron, is very well known for his power yoga. His daughter, Sherry, is maintaining the family's Santa Rosa, California yoga retreat, teaching all over the world. I've been in contact with her, and we may have her on the show soon.
Great guest.
Yeah.
All right, so where do you want to go from here, Ken, as we wrap this up? We only have about 7 minutes. What can we say about the linkage between physical performance, health, and mindfulness, noetic sciences? What do you want to talk about to wrap it up?
I'd like Randy's thoughts about how what our role is in promoting a revolution, a marginal one, in healthcare. Government ain't going to do it.
No, it's that's the challenge for people to trust. Even at one point in our in 20th century history, the family and the grandparents they had a lot of good natural remedies and that they utilized, but we surrendered all of that at the marvels of technology to the 50s. We thought because mechanical technology was so fantastic that that orthodox medicine had the same level of understanding of internal physiological and biochemical activities in the body, and that wasn't true. Then it was also being guided by profit as opposed to truth. And we surrendered all our bodily sovereignty to orthodox mainstream medicine today. So now we are basically at their whim for our treatments, but there are more and more people out there who are going back and learning better holistic ways. And the government, especially we're up here in socialized medicine in Canada, where it's drugs or nothing, right? And I believe out west they're starting to open up more to other even Eastern practices, and we're getting more Eastern practitioners over here and different approaches that bring us back to the body, trusting. Even my physician even surprised me about a month ago by saying, you know, let it go. I talked about something. He goes, yeah, just let it go. The body can heal. I'm thinking, what? But I thought, that's great. You guys are acknowledging that the body can heal itself, that you don't have to step in and give a drug to make it heal, right? Try to make it heal. Drugs don't heal.
Right.
But we have to just get more people waking up that they have to have trust in their body that will heal if it's given the proper materials. And sure, if there's a crisis or something like that in your accident, modern medicine can do marvels in that way in reconstructing people and stuff. But they've gone overboard in terms of giving that same medical approach to everything. And even they're trying to want you to take drugs for preventative now, which is insane, right? So it's a battle of who controls the media and the truth of how to look after your body. Unfortunately, they still, Pfizer, the drug company, still own the big mainstream media. So you're still going to get drug. And it's the alternative radio, such as your shows and other shows, that are bringing more truth to the public about how better ways that they can maintain themselves physically. And then Ken's show now and how bodybuilding can move to the next levels of bodybuilding is a really good thing, but it stinks out there in public opinion, right? You think the word bodybuilding, it's like taboo, but it really is one of the best things you can do for the body when done in a nice balance of mind, body, and spirit.
Yeah, and really, What Ken is attempting to do is not create the new paradigm, but revive the original paradigm. When we look at when we look at Bernard McFadden, when we look at Eugene Sandow, they all understood that the body was not did not operate in a vacuum, that the mind played a very, very large role in the development of muscle. I've come to the conclusion that if you're not, people are really going to go, Carl, you're out there now. But I have come to the conclusion that if you cannot visualize yourself as one of these freaks, you will never be one. And it's not because you're not willing to take the drugs, but I actually believe that many of the negative feedback mechanisms in the body are driven and begin in the brain. We know this from the negative feedback loop that protects the heart. So why is it so hard to believe that if you cannot visualize yourself adding that muscle, that you just won't add it?
Yeah, I do think Ken is going to bring his process will bring bodybuilding to a better level than even than it was back 100 years ago. It's because his awareness and the world's awareness is just that much more than it was 100 years ago. And so if Ken gets his way with where he likes to bring bodybuilding, it'll be in a better place than it's been.
And we've got emerging new sciences we couldn't have dreamed of 10 or 15 years ago that are backing it up.
Well, and
yeah,
to take
based on truth.
And we have Ted Anderson, owner of Genesis Communications, who believes that the message of this show, that the masses are ready for it and is going to bring us to the masses. You know, I always dreamed of being the Rush Limbaugh of anti-aging.
And, wow.
Well, I mean it. But, well, look, I, not because of Rush's political views, but because when you look at the 500-pound gorilla in broadcast radio today, it's Rush. Everybody else is compared to him as far as his reach globally now. And
he's a polarizer.
Don't get me wrong. I don't necessarily agree with his message, but as a broadcast entity I'm talking about, I always wanted to be that powerful of a broadcast entity, but bringing this message, the message of long, healthy, thriving life till the day that you die. Not that we're going to live forever, but there's going to be life in us forever as long as we live. And we are finally going to get our chance to do this. We're finally going to get the chance to bring what we have known in the superhuman nation for so long to the masses that are willing to open their ears, their eyes, their hearts, and their minds to the message that we are really the stewards of our health and we can live healthy lives if we are willing to accept the responsibility for it.
And that's
great. That's great. Great summary. That stewards of our health. That's it. That's it. And if we're willing, without the fear, to take responsibility for it, that's very powerful. What you just said at the end, Carl.
Yeah, and that's what I meant by the Rush Limbaugh of anti-aging. Yeah. He's the polarizer in politics. That's not what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about is as a broadcast entity, he reaches millions and millions of people with his message. I want to reach millions and millions of people with this message. And it'll be a unifying message. I don't care if you're Republican, Democrat, liberal, Tea Party, black, white, Jew, Hispanic. If you put everybody in a room and say, who wants to live longer and be stronger as they live? You think just the Republicans will raise their hand? No, everyone. This message is the common denominator. Our message of this show is ingrained in every fiber of your DNA to live longer as long as you can. It's part of the human makeup. And so this is the message that's more important than anything else out there.
And it's humanizing.
Yes. Hey, listen.
We dehumanized in our popular culture.
We have to take this show to its end. Randy, thanks so much for making time to be on the show today, brother.
Thank you, Randy.
Thanks for having me on.
And, of course, Ken O'Neill, thank you for what you do. Go to randyroach.ca to learn more about Randy Roach and his writings. And, of course, go to Ken O'Neill's website, Trans Evolutionary Fitness. You heard it right from Randy Roach.
And next week.
Good.
Dr. Walter Bortz of Stanford University, longevity specialist and author of Next Medicine, 83 years young.
Wonderful, wonderful. Thank you, Ken. See you next week. All right, so stay tuned, folks. When we come back, we will be joined by, who are we going to be joined by? Isn't that terrible? I've Dr. Voigt to talk about circadian disruption and how it affects the microbiome of the intestine. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Highlighting the hypocrisy in government, one meal at a time.
The USDA and the FDA going after small family farms.
They're telling these farmers that by selling direct to end users like you and I, because they're outside the jurisdiction of the USDA and the FDA, the USDA says it's dangerous to be buying from these farmers. Really? And we're all thriving buying from these farmers, but the USDA and the FDA said, no, you're wrong. You may not think that because you're not getting sick that something's wrong, but we know there's something wrong.
Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore.
It's new, it's cutting edge, and it's custom made to get you to Gainesville. The Blueprint Meteoric is here. Meteoric is the final frontier for drug-free athletes. Includes brand new breakthrough information about triphasic energy system training and macronutrient cycling. Specifically designed to transform your physique and record time. For a limited time, get the Blueprint Meteoric for free, along with the legendary add 1 inch to your upper arms in a single workout when you subscribe to the Blueprint Bulletin. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Blueprint banner ad.
Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937. Or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
Only one testosterone booster, Mahler's Aggressive Strength, raises testicular cholesterol levels while increasing gonadotropin-releasing hormone. That, in turn, turbocharges how much testosterone you can make. In a clinical trial, this resulted in a 347% increase in testosterone, and it won't bottom out your estrogen levels either, so your libido will be in high gear. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Aggressive Strength banner. Use coupon code SHR and get 10% off today.
Research on how colostrum improves athletic performance, muscle growth, health, and vitality is undeniable. But finding a reliable source of colostrum is difficult. Now the Superhuman Nation has Immunodynamics. For over 30 years, Immunodynamics has been regarded as both the standard and the source for consistently providing only first 6-hour colostrum, painstakingly processed by continually refined methods to provide the highest biological activity in the world. For a limited time, when you buy Percoba Extra Edge Colostrum Powder, you'll get a bottle of colostrum lozenges and a Fit and Fresh portable drink mixer free. Use coupon code SHR at checkout. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Immunodynamics banner ad today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Train harder, train longer, recover faster, and elevate protein synthesis. It's finally here, Splice, with branched-chain amino acids, taurine, and trimethylglycine. You'll blast through your workouts without the need for stimulants, and the alpha-lactalbumin ensures your workouts will be the most productive because nothing accelerates muscle growth faster. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Predator Nutrition banner ad and use the coupon code SPLYCE10 to save 10% off today.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We talk about the microbiome at every chance we get because it really is the emerging frontier in health and disease. My next guest is Dr. Robin Voigt from Division of Gastroenterology at Rush University in Chicago, Illinois. How are you doing, Dr. Voigt?
I'm doing just fine.
So this really is an exciting environment to be involved in gastroenterology because we're really starting to understand more and more about the relationship between these microbes that infest us and health and disease, aren't we?
We really are. And it's really something that I think is an understudied topic. The cells in our body are outnumbered 10 to 1 by the microbes that are in our intestines.
So I never
they
knew
really
that.
Can. Yeah, it's a huge number. I didn't know it until, you know, a couple of years ago, too. So they can have a significant impact on health.
So I was told a long time ago that during sleep, for lack of better terms, the body prunes the microbiome of the stomach, thinking of it more like a garden, and that's why sleep is so critical to the proper microbes making up the intestines versus improper that we've learned about now with the small intestinal overgrowth of certain microbes and so on. Is this true that during sleep, does the body really tend to its garden, so to speak?
I've not heard that before, but I wouldn't be surprised. The more I get into the field of circadian research, almost everything in our bodies happen on a circadian rhythm that's driven by light coming into the eye, influencing the suprachiasmatic in the suprachiasmatic nucleus in the hypothalamus, which drives your hormone rhythms, your body temperature. Everything in your body is on a rhythm. And certainly your immune system is going to be one of those things that's on a rhythm as well. And that plays into, you know, taking care of the microbes in your intestine.
So talk about your research. How was this designed? You used rodents in this study, right?
Correct. So this whole idea of circadian rhythm disruption, it's very different from sleep. Sleep is driven by circadian rhythms, by your melatonin levels. So there are a lot of misconceptions between that sleep is a circadian rhythm. Rather, it's a consequence of your circadian rhythms. And circadian rhythm disruption is really a very prevalent feature in our society. So, you know, people are working 24 hours a day around the clock. There are the typical people you think of, like police officers, firemen, doctors, nurses. Those are some of the very obvious examples of people who have chronically disrupted circadian rhythms, these shift workers.
Yeah, but even people who do work day shifts spend their time in front of blue light emitting devices like iPads and TV sets up until the wee hours of the night, sometimes past midnight, and then get in bed and think that because they're laying still for 6 to 8 hours that they're actually sleeping, but they're not.
You're absolutely correct. So even a pulse of bright light has been shown to disrupt circadian rhythms. So that is very true. So I would recommend that people avoid being on these types of devices as much as possible. I think less than 50 lux is, you know, below the threshold of what's going to disrupt your circadian rhythms. But besides that, even another way that people can experience circadian rhythm disruption is through what's called social jet lag. It's kind of this new, very trendy term where people who stay up late on the weekends and sleep in, which is different from their rhythms during the week. So that itself is a form of circadian rhythm disruption. So really, there's no person who hasn't experienced this at some point.
Unless you're, I mean, in this audience, within the what we call the superhuman nation, we are devotees of getting to bed around sundown, or there, some of us have children, so it's not as easy. But, you know, before getting in bed by 10 o'clock the latest, supplementing with melatonin whenever possible or necessary. We just had Dr. Russell Ryder on the show yesterday, known as the godfather of the pineal gland. He's authored over 700 papers and about a dozen books on melatonin. You know, we try to adhere to this. I'm in bed at 9 o'clock. I observe sundown. I really do.
Sure. I think that's a great way to live, you know, but unfortunately a lot of people, you know, have difficulty doing that for whatever reason, you know, with our crazy work schedules and, like you mentioned, children. So, you know, we do our best, and then as we learn more, we learn, you know, we can figure out how we can optimize things to improve our health.
So talk about the mice. So what did you do to disrupt their circadian rhythm?
So in this particular paper, what we did is we had our mice. Normally, when we house them, they're on a 12-hour light-dark cycle. So there's 12 hours of light, 12 hours of dark. And rodents are nocturnal, so they're sleeping during the day and they're active at night. And what we did to these mice is once a week, we inverted their light-dark schedule. So, for example, this week, the lights will be on from 7 a.m. until 7 p.m. And next week, the lights will be off from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. So what it is it kind of mimics a chronic jet lag schedule.
Okay, and so you took samples of the microbes in their stomach beforehand and then after doing this for how long?
So the study was a total of 22 weeks. They were shifted for the first 12 weeks, and then we collected the first stool sample, and then they were put onto the high-fat, high-sugar diet for an additional 12 weeks, and then we collected more stool at the end of that period of time to analyze the microbes.
And what did you learn?
What we learned is that by itself, circadian rhythm disruption does not have a significant impact on the microbiome. meaning these are when the animals are eating their standard chow diet.
Right.
With, you know, normal protein, carbohydrates, and fat levels. But when you put animals onto a high-fat, high-sugar diet, now circadian rhythm disruption actually causes intestinal dysbiosis. So it isn't until you have this second hit, this lifestyle, you know, not that the mice are choosing this lifestyle, but for a human it would be a lifestyle choice, that that's when you start seeing the detrimental effects of circadian rhythm disruption.
I have to say, we're learning more and more that fat is not the culprit. And we look at through from an evolutionary standpoint, it is sugar that is really the newcomer to our diet, or at least in the abundance that has occurred in the past 100 and 125 years. I wonder what would happen if you did this same research and put them on a high-starch, high-sugar diet as opposed to a high-fat, high-sugar diet, which really does emulate the American diet. Most Americans believe that fat is bad, so they go for the fat-free ice cream, the fat-free pizza, the fat-free bread, the fat-free desserts. They eat every, as long as they're eating fat-free, they believe they're doing the right thing, and they're eating a high load of starches and sugars. I wonder what would happen then, if that would still play out the same way as this study did, and maybe fat is not the culprit.
And there's a wide variety of different fats. In this study, we were using fish oil, which is actually considered to be a healthy
good
fat.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's, you know, in these animals, they were getting a large dose of dextrose, which is the simple sugar.
Yeah.
And we do know in these animals that it caused a significant amount of intestinal inflammation, and it's probably due to the sugar. But sugar is the preferred source of energy for the body. So I don't want to, you know, make sugar the evil. And everything in the body that you eat eventually gets broken down into a sugar to use. So it's just eating in moderation. You know, there are good types of starches and those that aren't as good. So it's just about making good, smart choices.
Absolutely. Let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. I've got lots more questions. We're talking to Dr. Robin Voigt. We're talking about how circadian disruption affects the microbiome of the gut. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned.
We're like an audio workout for your mind. You're listening to Superhuman Radio with Carl Anor. We'll be right back.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides. Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. H-Force introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to gum disease. It does not contain fluoride, detergent, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good people will comment about it. Right now you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel, clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carved your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com and enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever
ever done for your business.
The 1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workout the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Peace up. A-Town down. A-town
down. Yeah, yeah. You can get a kilo of first six-hour certified colostrum for Cobra Colostrum from Immunodynamics. When you use the coupon code SHR and the number 2, go to superhumanradio.com and look for the Immunodynamics banner ad. We're talking right now with Dr. Robin Voigt. We're talking about circadian disruption and the microbiota of the stomach. So let's talk about something. We've done shows about the influence of geography, of environment, even of architecture on the ratios of Firmicutes and Bacteroidetes that seem to either follow obesity or affect obesogenic models. And I'm looking at one of the plates. So talk about this. The mice that were allowed to, that did not have the shift in circadian rhythm, they had a ratio of Bacteroidetes and Firmicutes that was pretty much almost 50-50, right?
Yes, that sounds correct.
Once you shifted them, it changed slightly, but not dramatically, right?
Right, on the standard chow diet.
Right. But then when you shifted them, then when you looked at the non-shifted and shifted mice that were getting the high-fat, high sugar diet, which really is similar to, let's say, the American diet for a second, all bets were off. I mean, the ratio of Firmicutes and Bacteroidetes shifted dramatically, didn't it?
It did. But I would hesitate calling this an American or a Western diet because it is so much fish oil. You know, in another study, I think that we want to try using more of like a dairy-based fat, which has been shown to have even more detrimental effects.
I would say if you're going to look at dairy, in all fairness, you have to look at modern dairy versus dairy before the evolution of the modern pasteurization and homogenization process. But more importantly, the feeds that have I had a gentleman on my show. We talked about baby formula, and I sent him research about the types of fats from cows that are pastured, grass-fed, eating silage versus corn, soy. The feed that they get influences the type of fat that's produced in the milk. That's all I'll say. I would ask you to look at that when you look at that type of research. But what about the high omega-6 fats that we see so much in society today, the soybean oils and the types of oils, the vegetable oils that are being used in such abundance, the edible oils that we see in use today?
Yeah, I don't know anything about that, but I very strongly suspect that it would have a significant impact on our outcomes.
Yeah, because they're pro-inflammatory. Those high omega-6 fats have already been linked to a lot of inflammation. And what you're pointing out here, I guess, the shift in the changes in the microbes seems to also affect inflammation, right?
Absolutely.
So talk about when you looked at the stool samples of the non-shifted and shifted, as well as the non-shifted and shifted who were receiving the different diet, what did you see there that would indicate a propensity to, let's say, a low-grade chronic inflammation in these little rodents?
Sure. Well, one of the biggest things is we see a reduction in lactobacillus, which is known to be a very beneficial type of bacteria.
Mm.
And why it's so beneficial is that it actually produces these short-chain fatty acids. There's a whole category of, you know, what you take in your probiotics.
Right.
And what they do is they feed the intestinal epithelial cells, which fortifies them, you know, and they make this barrier between the what's in the contents of the intestine, the lumen, between the systemic circulation. So once you start getting this barrier not as strong, then these bacterial products can actually permeate through the mucosa of the intestine and get into the systemic inflammation, where it causes inflammation and can promote or exacerbate a lot of different diseases. So that's why not only can the harmful bacteria, they themselves can cause inflammation in the intestine. These are going to be things like Clostridium and Prevotella, but then once they get into the bloodstream, they're actually causing more harm. So when you combine a decrease in the good bacteria, so now you're not, you know, helping fortify the intestinal barrier, and you're increasing the harmful bacteria, that's when you really start to have a problem.
So did you look at these rats after, did you get, have a washout period to see if these things went back to normal once the high-fat, high-sugar diet was removed and they were put back on a normal clock?
We did not.
That would be interesting to find out, too, because obviously that could be the therapeutic approach to dealing with people who have these problems.
Absolutely. And as far as, you know, even with the, with or without the circadian rhythm disruption, I think that's a very important question.
We know that melatonin is a chronobiotic and affects circadian rhythm. But we also know that melatonin has anti-inflammatory, antioxidant effects, and there are metabolites that it produces that also may have some magic to them that need to be studied now as well.
Mm-hmm.
These results in the gut, are they the result of an impaired melatonin pulse because the jet lag that you created?
Well, we didn't measure melatonin in our animals. And melatonin is really an indication of central circadian rhythms. But we did monitor their activity, so we do know that they're disrupted. So I suspect that their melatonin levels are going to be quite low. And we do know, like you mentioned, that melatonin is an anti-inflammatory or an antioxidant, and low melatonin levels are actually associated with a number, they're predictive of a number of diseases.
Right.
So, yeah, it's definitely something to think about.
You know, it's interesting to find out if someone is living the modern lifestyle. They work all week, so they get to sleep at 9, but on the weekends they cut loose, they stay up till 2 o'clock in the morning, and then they sleep in and they do this thing. It would be interesting to find out if acute melatonin supplementation within some sort of timing pattern, either when they get back to their normal schedule or taking it when they know they're staying up late, taking it anyway, because melatonin won't necessarily make you sleepy. It's not a hypnotic. But I wonder if melatonin supplementation could actually correct some of these issues.
I suspect that it could, but I know in large enough doses it actually can make you sleepy. I work with Helen Burgess, who's here at Rush University as well, and she does all of our human studies. And, you know, she knows a lot about these chronotherapeutics and using melatonin and, you know, the ability of that to correct these imbalances. And I suspect that there would be a way to implement that to improve some of these things.
Were there any observable changes, you know, I guess you call them morphological changes in these rodents when you disrupted them and put them on the high-fat diet, other than the changes in the microbes in the gut? Did their coats get dull? Did they tend to lose their swagger? Did they lose inhibit the desire to mate or anything like that?
No, I mean, they're housed singly, so I don't know how they would interact with other mice.
Yeah. Okay.
But visually, they look fine.
Did you look at blood sugar?
We did not look at blood sugar.
Interesting. Okay. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I'd like you to tell us what you hope both clinicians and lay people take away from this research. We're talking with Dr. Robin Voigt about circadian disruption and its effect on the microbiome of the stomach. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Previously on Superhuman Radio.
So these people, they go to the doctor, and the doctor says, you know, your cholesterol's kind of high, and you fall into this group here, and under the new guidelines, we need to prescribe you a statin drug. And the person doesn't go,
I don't want a statin drug. They don't even go, let me look into it, doc, before you write that prescription. They don't say anything. They go, oh, okay, and they take it.
Carl gives advice about how to talk to your doctor.
In what other area of your life do you take what someone else says that's selling you a service for gospel truth? You pull into the mechanic, and you know all you need is your tire change. And the mechanic says, but you also need a complete engine overhaul. And you go, all right, what's it going to cost? $3,000. Okay, I guess you got to do it. No, you go, I don't need an engine overhaul. Just change my tire so I can get out of here. But no one talks to their doctors like that.
Keep listening to Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore, weekdays at noon.
In a world of advanced bodybuilding supplementation, the numbers don't lie. Fact, Iron Mag Labs is among the fastest growing hardcore supplement companies in the world. Fact, when it comes to no-nonsense, cutting-edge products, nobody delivers results like Iron Mag Labs. Fact, the Iron Mag Labs line of innovative formulation has set a new industry standard with products that are helping world-class bodybuilders reach levels they never thought possible. Iron Mag Labs is a proud supporter of bodybuilders everywhere. Discover the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements on the market. Visit IronMagLabs.com today. Train harder, train longer, recover faster, and elevate protein synthesis. It's finally here. Splice with branched chain amino acids, taurine, and trimethylglycine. You'll blast through your workouts without the need for stimulants, and the alpha-lactalbumin ensures your workouts will be the most productive because nothing accelerates muscle growth faster. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Predator Nutrition banner ad and use the coupon code SPLYCE10 to save 10% off today.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel. Clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carved your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com and enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. AgeForce introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizol, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizol works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. We're talking with Dr. Robin Voigt. Very important discussion when we talk. Anytime we can learn anything about the microbiome of the intestines and the gut, it's very, very important because there's so much more that we need to know about this exciting area of science today. So was there anything that really surprised you about this research that you would have thought to yourself, gee, that was counterintuitive. I can't believe it worked out that way.
Well, I think that I expected there to be a difference in the microbiota and on the standard chow diet. And the fact that we didn't was surprising, but it's also encouraging in the fact that, you know, if you're living a good lifestyle and eating a healthy diet and your circadian rhythm disrupted, you're probably going to be just fine. And I think that that's a very encouraging finding.
I almost want to say that the study really... And excuse me for saying this and correct me, but the study doesn't necessarily show that circadian disruption affects the microbiome as much as a high-sugar, high-fat diet does.
Well, absolutely. I mean, that's been shown again and again that diet can very rapidly change the microbiota within 24 hours.
Right.
But we definitely do see a difference between the circadian disrupted and regular mice when they're on that high-fat diet. So
right.
It is having an additive or some kind of synergistic effect.
Yeah, no, I can see that, absolutely. You know, I take, have you ever heard of VSL-3? It's made by Sigma Tau Labs, and it's a medical grade food. At 900 billion CFUs, it's by prescription only, but you can buy a 450 billion CFU pouch, 30 packets at the and most larger pharmacies today. It's refrigerated, and in my it's 8 non-competing, non-overlapping forms of probiotic. They're all lactic acid based. Probiotics. Mm-hmm. And I take a pouch before bed at night.
Mm-hmm.
And I take it before bed at night because I believe that since my stomach is not playing host to food, that these probiotics can actually be more beneficial in finding a home, if you will, in my gut. You think that makes sense, or you think, as from a gastroenterological background, do you think that makes sense, or does it matter when you take your probiotics?
No, I think that's really interesting, and this is kind of a really new, exciting field of the timing that you take anything. You know, for example, I think chemotherapy is more effective if you do it in the morning versus the afternoon. So there's definitely a time of day effect, because your immune system functions differently at different times of the day. Your GI tract is one of those things that is on a circadian rhythm, and it's actually less active when you're sleeping, obviously, so you don't have to get up and use the restroom. So it is possible that, you know, the inactivity of the GI tract when you take that before bed would, you know, somehow differentially influence how those microbes are, you know, influencing your intestine.
We're learning more and more about the fact that the diversity of the microbiota of the human gut today has been somewhat minimized, that there was a greater diversity hundreds of years ago, maybe even thousands of years ago, that seems to be narrowing now. Is it possible that if we could discover what our gut microbes looked like before the industrialization of food, before the introduction of artificial flavors, artificial colors, lots of sugars, and all these things that seem to be feeding the bad microbes were out of the picture, that we could somehow, I've always had this dream of, you know when your lawn goes bad, you kill it and reseed it? I've always had this dream that we could kind of reseed the intestines somehow.
Yeah, I mean, I think people do that with fecal transplants, for example. You know, they kill everything that's there and repopulate it with a better, more favorable host. But
Right. Definitely,
increased diversity is a really good thing. And in a number of diseases, as well as in our study, you see a decrease in that diversity.
Yeah.
And I know that in Western society, we do tend to see more GI diseases, for example, ulcerative colitis, which may actually be caused, have something to do with the microbiota. And one of the interesting ideas is that the oral hygiene that, you know, we do now, are brushing our teeth and
Yes. Flossing
our teeth, that actually changes the microbiota. And that could be one thing that's contributing to this change in diversity that you're mentioning.
Interesting. Wow. Are you familiar with the old Amish gut study?
I'm not.
We did a show last year with the author of the Old Amish Gut Study. It was a university on the East Coast, and they looked at both men and women and all three, men, women, and children, because the Amish people tend not to use pharmaceutical drugs except in the most extreme cases where they're about to die.
Okay.
And they really are the closest thing that we have to primitive culture. You know, you can go abroad to the rainforest and find primitive cultures. The closest thing we have in the United States to primitive culture are the Amish and the Mennonites. And so they looked at their guts and they looked at their diets, and they found that the Amish have much more diverse microbiota than the average American. And they attribute this to a variety of reasons. It's not just their diet. It's the fact that they work with animals. They get dirty. You know, they do all these things that we don't do any longer in quote-unquote civilized environments.
Yeah.
And that's actually given them more robust immune systems. They tend to get sick less often. And the men, unfortunately, the women, this isn't true. And when we talked about why, and they don't know yet, but the men don't suffer from obesity or diabetes. Some of the women do. And again, I tried to find out why that was, and they said, you know, more research has to be done. But it's really, really interesting. So I guess if I was going to go for a fecal transplant, which we just did a blog article about it just recently, my mom, when she was in a nursing home, she had C. diff, and she was really ill. Mm-hmm. And she was becoming dehydrated, and her life was being threatened because she had chronic diarrhea. And unfortunately, I lived here. I had to send my niece there, but they did a fecal transplant for her, and it saved her. Yep. for a while longer. Mm-hmm. I think if I was going to go for a fecal transplant, I'd want it from an Amish or a Mennonite person.
Sure, why not?
I mean, that makes the most sense to me.
I mean, everything that you mentioned about, you know, how they work with animals and, you know, they're exposed to a lot more things, I think that is probably the main reason why they tend to get sick less often. I mean, 70% of your immune system is in your intestine. It's the largest interface we have with the environment. And exposure to things is good for us. You know, I think we clean things too much.
Uh-huh.
You know, and as a kid, I know my mom was very, very careful at making sure everything was clean, and now I have allergies. And I think, you know, some of these things may have been contributing. We need to be exposed to things.
I was fortunate because I worked on the racetrack for 5 years when I was a kid. And so, you know, I mean, it's basically like I was a farmer, even though I grew up in New York. And, you know, when you work with large animals, you get feces on you. Sometimes you eat it. Unfortunately, I used to eat sandwiches, and I didn't go wash my hands after I was working with horses. So I have to believe that I have a more robust immune system in some areas, but I tend to have allergies that I've developed since living here in Louisville, Kentucky, because this is a mold soup that we breathe here.
Yeah.
When I'm here, I have allergies. When I'm not here, I tend not to have them as bad. But I agree with you. I think that we've over-sterilized our environment, and we're paying the price for it now.
Yeah. I mean, I think there are a lot of things that you can still do to increase diversity. You know, taking pre and probiotics is very good. I just read a paper yesterday how it talked about exercise can actually increase diversity in the intestine. So there are a lot of things that we can do to try to, you know, increase the diversity, increase our ability to fortify that intestinal barrier and have really great health.
There is a point of diminishing returns with exercise, and I'm an extreme exerciser, okay? And I know this, but when you look at really, really hard training athletes, they tend to utilize glutamine more as a source of energy for muscle repair and so on. And that lack of glutamine in the diet can impair the mucosal lining of the stomach and intestines, which can wreak havoc on the microbes as well, because they tend to need that soft, slimy environment to kind of stay protected. So I agree with you that exercise absolutely can help, but extreme exercise, if you look like Olympic athletes, people who really are pushing their body to extremes, they tend to have more impaired guts and immune systems. So supplementation sometimes is critical with those individuals.
Right.
So where do you take this now? Now that you have this research under your belt, is there another study coming after this one?
So this study is an extension of one that we've done previously, showing that circadian rhythm disruption, you know, it's the idea of the second hit hypothesis. So we've shown that when you disrupt circadian rhythms, you get increased incidence of GI disease in these animals. When you combine it with alcohol, you get more alcoholic liver disease. And we've done this now in environmental circadian rhythm disruption, which is what I told you about,
right,
shifting of the light-dark cycles, but also in genetically circadian disrupted animals. And they're not the same. So all types of circadian rhythm disruption may not be equal.
What is a genetically circadian disrupted animal? What is that?
So in nearly every cell in your body, you have what is called a circadian clock.
Right.
And it's this self-regulating auto-feedback loop that takes approximately 24 hours. And what we do is we mutate one of the proteins in that cycle. So now the clock doesn't function properly. So we can specifically go in and look at different parts of the circadian clock.
So does it run? So this cell may run on an 18-hour clock, and so it's out of synchronization with the rest of the clocks and the suprachiasmatic nuclei.
Well, in these animals, usually you're doing it in the whole animal, so everything's disrupted. But you can go in and specifically modify in specific organs.
I gotcha. All right, let's do this. Let's take our last commercial break. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned.
He's Carl Lenore.
The brainless people at the FDA need to be convinced that arsenic is not good for humans to consume, because the FDA feels a little bit more research needs to be done before we're considered that this particular arsenic is dangerous.
Only on Superhuman Radio.
In a world of advanced bodybuilding supplementation, the numbers don't lie. Fact, Iron Mag Labs is among the fastest-growing hardcore supplement companies in the world. Fact, when it comes to no-nonsense, cutting-edge products, nobody delivers results like Iron Mag Labs. Fact, the Iron Mag Labs line of innovative formulation has set a new industry standard with products that are helping world-class bodybuilders reach levels they never thought possible. Iron Mag Labs is a proud supporter of bodybuilders everywhere. Discover the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements on the market. Visit IronMagLabs.com today.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweet with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at liveonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Jumping higher, left and more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Oh, when I woke up tonight, I said I...
Welcome back. Dr. Voigt, what can I take away from this research if I'm a clinician and I have patients that I'm working with? What do you think?
I think those individuals that, you know, undergo shift work, or, you know, travel a lot, so they're jet-lagged, or, you know, that they have experienced social jet lag a lot, and they have additional factors, lifestyle factors. They don't exercise. They're obese. They have a family history of diseases. that. You just need to monitor them more closely.
And do you think it's fair to say you need to talk to them about their diet, if they're getting a lot of sugars and starches in their diets, that they should, because of their unique situation with, their sleep schedule, it's advisable to say to them, look, you really need to back off the sugars if this is how your life is going to be right now.
Yeah, I mean, I don't, just everything in moderation, you know, try to eat a healthy diet, be on a regular schedule as much as possible. And if that's not possible, at least try to take some pre or probiotics to improve the diversity in your intestine.
Absolutely. Great research. Anything about the microbiome, I love. I believe that there are so many mysteries yet to be unlocked about its linkage to disease. It's really, really great stuff. Listen, thanks for being on the show today.
All right. Thanks for having me.
Take care. Also want to thank Ken O'Neill during the first hour for bringing us the Trans-Evolutionary Fitness Radio Show. His website, transevolutionaryfitness.com. And, of course, my good friend, mentor, Randy Roach. RandyRoach.ca. Check out his website. He's always got something good to teach people there. And, of course, today is Thursday, which means that tomorrow is Friday. And what does that mean? That means that I will be joined in the studio by the lovely and talented Lisa Profumo. And we're going to talk about Dr. Oz tomorrow. I think you can pretty much bet that, right? He was recently in front of Congress. According to him, his objective is to drain the swamp of all the unscrupulous companies out there who take advantage of people in diet products. I think it's funny that he has elected himself the sheriff of Nottingham and that he's going to go out there and clean up the marketplace when, in my humble opinion, he's one of the greatest contributors to confusion about what a healthy diet is in the first place. But we will cover more of that tomorrow on Casual Friday. Thank you for listening today, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Previously on Superhuman Radio.
Don't forget that companies like Monsanto have gone to countries where the agricultural industry is suffering and said if you grow GM crops, your farmers will have an easier time growing and it will be cheaper for them to grow and they will do better with it. And that has not happened.
He's pointing out Monsanto's lies one at a time.
Not to mention you have to pay for your seeds every single year. You can't collect your own seeds and regrow. And those seeds are expensive. Roundup is expensive, the pesticides are expensive, and you use more and more and more. And now, to add insult to injury, you don't even end up with more bushels per acre after all of your misery.
Carl Lenoir on Superhuman Radio, weekdays at noon.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oil.